Information you can bank on. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Well, the summer movie season is upon us. Amid signs the era of the movie star is fading, we're talking about it with returning guest Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions in Seattle. Tom, there was a piece in the Wall Street Journal today by a former studio executive who says that the big blockbuster names don't drive box office sales anymore. Do you agree?
I do to some extent. There's a phenomenon that I kind of call the banality of stardom, and that means that really stars aren't rare anymore, guys. They're everywhere, and they're common. Back in the old days, under the studio-based star system, if you wanted to see Cary Grant, man, you'd better watch his movie. Today, though, you can see your favorite star anywhere. They're tweeting. They're on Facebook. You can be friends with them. They're on TV. They're on some game or reality show. So driving a movie being driven by a star's rare appearance just isn't a factor anymore. And I think the star system has also changed to such a degree because of that. The studios really don't run it anymore because some of those stars are everywhere. They're building their messaging strategies and their brands on tabloids, online. Think about Andy Samberg. He's built this huge campaign with viral video. My kid knows who he is. I've never heard of him before. So that's kind of an example.
And we've got Larry Crown, which just had its premiere with Julia Roberts and Tom Hanks. The stars don't get much bigger than that, and already the tweets and all of the buzz has been pretty bad.
Some of that's reviewers actually taking a look at the story and the narrative of the movie, which to the younger generation is a little bit of a mystery. That, you know, things that we care about, like story and character development, I think comes along with reading. And if a younger audience isn't doing a lot of reading, they're still kind of in that phase, like we were maybe in our generation when we watched Cheech and Chong in a movie. They're still into the raunch. They're still into the goof movies, like, oh, maybe say The Hangover. And they're still heavily into effects. And I think those are the things that are kind of driving movie success right now, because the generation that's into movies and decides to make what's a massive time commitment on their part of 90 whole minutes is really judging these things not so much on who's in it, but what it's about and whether or not that trailer has hooked them in the first 30 seconds to a minute.
Younger generation might also be baffled by who Tom Hanks and Julia Roberts are. Any predictions for blockbusters this summer?
I don't have any predictions on that, obviously. I think the animated stories, the old superhero cartoons, even though they're out of an older generation, they still have a lot of the effects. The younger generation has heard about those characters, and listen, it's a storyboard and a script that's just laying there to be shot, so they're cheap. The demise of the star system, to some degree, has been an accident of social media and the diffusion of media. By the other token, too, you should also know that the studios have done this to some degree, too, because it's expensive to build stars. So the star system and a star's bankability, if you will, have all been impacted by the diversity and the diffusion of media and, to some degree, too, the economics of it.
Tom, good talking to you. Thanks so much. Have a good holiday weekend.
You betcha. You too.
Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions, will wrap up the Noon Business Hour with the check of the markets and Len Walter.